那第一件事情啊，我们真的是也感谢神。今天我也想要 recognize 一下那个珍珍姐妹，还有李世康弟兄，还有傅伯父、傅伯母啊，请你们让站起来，让我们认识一下。OK， 好，好，请坐。他们一家，我想如果你们为他们祷告了，就是为 Baby Andy。Andrew 过去四十几天的时间，他们夫妇他们一家真是非常辛苦了，为照顾这个孩子这个 baby， 你们知道他经过三次的这个 open heart surgery。
And during the past 40 days or so, Brother Lee's family has worked very hard to take care of their new baby, baby Andrew, who went through three open heart surgeries.
那非常感谢神，弟兄姐妹的带导，那么还有纽奥人，华人基金会弟兄姐妹很多人的祷告，还有美国教会 Woodlawn Baptist Church， 他们是属于那边的那个教会，很多人在为这件事情祷告，不过那个 baby 在礼拜四的时候，上个礼拜四就回天家过去了。
And baby Andrew was taken up by Lord last Thursday. I thank you all and also the members from New Orleans Baptist Church and also the members of the Woodlawn Baptist Church. All of you pray for the baby.
Yeah, 我们相信神绝对不做错任何事情。我们知道 baby 现在根据圣经，我们知道 baby 现在是跟神到神那里去了。
We know that according to the Bible's teaching that baby Andrew is with God.
Yeah, 虽然这 baby 是来去44天
even though that's only in 44 days for the baby to stay in this world.
但是他所做的也许比一个活80岁或90岁人做的更多。
But what he had done probably is more than a person lived for 80 or 90 years of age.
Baby 44天，那他可以说他来了去了，他带领4个人，就是他们全家一家能归向我们的主。
He was in this world for 44 days.He came and he went, but he led 4 people, that's the brother Lee's whole family, to become Christians.
我相信这个影响不是一天的，不光是这四十几天，我想是一世的。后面我想借着这个 baby 还要做更大的工作。
I believe that this influence is not temporary, but it's long-lasting for a whole generation.
Yeah, 我已经看到不仅对他们一家，对我们教会。对纽奥良的教会，我们看到神借着这个 baby， 甚至超过，甚至我们自己所能够做到的。
We can see the effect of this baby on that way surpass what we can do. God surpass what we can do to this church and to the church in New Orleans.
虽然是这个只有几天的时间，但是我们看到神真的很奇妙的作为。
Although even for a few days, but we can see the wonderful work of God.
那我们再次就是求弟兄姐妹弟兄为他们祷告，求神。
I ask you to to continue to pray for them.
Yeah, 我们知道 baby 在那里，现在我们将来有一天我们要见他的面。
We know that someday in the future we will see the baby in heaven.
Yeah, 圣经告诉我们，在主耶稣讲一句话，在约翰福音12章24节，他说：“一粒麦子若不是落在地里，人就是一粒。”若是落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
And in John 12:24 it says that kernel without death it will be just a kernel, but if in when you bury it in the ground, it will bear fruit.
Andrew, 这个 baby Andrew, 他就是这一粒麦子。
And baby Andrew is this kernel of wheat.
你知道有时候很多人，事实上多数的人来到世上健健康康活了几十年或者100岁好了，那么有些人还没有信主，那即使信主了也没有带一个人来到神的面前。
We can see that many people they live in the world several decades or even hundred years and they may not know Lord or even they are Christian, they know Lord, they never bring one person to Christ.
所以生命不在于长短，而是在于那个 quality。
So life rate doesn't depend upon the length, but depends on quality.
我想这个 baby Andrew, 我们弟兄姐妹，我自己有很多的祷告。 但是我们知道神是主，他知道什么是最好的，给他们这一家，给他们，给我们所有的代祷的人。
I pray a lot for baby Andrew, but I know God is Lord, and He will do what's the best for every one of us.
特别借着这 baby Andrew, 那么对我来讲是一个很大的激励。那我们要珍惜光阴，好好的侍奉神，好好带领人来归向神。
And through baby Andrew gave me a lot of inspiration, and I know that we need to work hard to bring people to Christ.
神给我们来到这一生，这个莲子是来投资用的。我常常讲，要 investment 就是 invest in the eternal kingdom.
He gave us a life here so that we can invest into the eternal kingdom.
所以我们可以 transform 这个 temporary 暂时的变成永远的，这个有限的变成无限的。
So we can transfer from temporary to eternity, from limited to unlimited.
好，求神安慰你们一家。那我相信神的安慰已经临到你们身上。那我相信借着他们夫妇，我想神要做更大的工作。
Let's ask God to continue to comfort you. I know God already comfort you, and we ask God to that to through your family that you will do more work for the Lord.
Okay, 好，第二件事情就是，执事提名委员会。你知道，我们一年我们就会改选执事一次。
Every year we're going to re-elect new deacons.
我们原则上有就是一年我们有六位执事，一年就是有三位，就三分之一会下来，然后三分之一上去。
We have six deacons in our church, and every year, half of them, three, will be re-elected.
所以我们呢，这个今天下午我们要开执事提名委员会，这个人数的话，就是从根据现状的规定，我们直接组成。现在就有七位弟兄姐妹在这个执事提名委员会里面。
And this afternoon, deacon nomination committee will have a meeting, and according to our constitution.There will be seven members to constitute this committee.
我让你们知道这七位就是叫的名字是王天旭弟兄、黄春林弟兄、林明柔姐妹、陈台胜弟兄、马立旺弟兄、陈长老，还有我自己我本人。
Pastor just announced the members, the seven brothers and sisters that constitute this member.
我们今天下午会开会，请你们为我们祷告，求神能够选召适当的工人，明年来当明年的执事。
We'll have a meeting this afternoon. I ask you to pray for us so that we can elect the right workers.
你知道我们感谢神，这个教会弟兄姐妹都非常的同心，非常侍奉神。
I thank the Lord that this church, all the brothers and sisters, we work all working in love.
他们花时间，花金钱。你看整个 building 所有的 maintain， 所以我们传福音的施工都是他们自己就是一种爱主的心。Volunteer 在这边侍奉，无论打扫，无论翻译，无论是做任何一件事情。
They spend times, they dedicate their times and money and other things to do all this work associated with the church.
教会只有我一个人是拿薪水的。
And the whole church only myself is taking a salary.
因为神呼召我全职侍奉你，侍奉神在这个地方，那我是靠福音的养生的。
Because God called me to serve Him, so I live on serving Him.
所以其他弟兄姐妹都是自愿的，一起为了爱神，为了要侍奉神的缘故，在这里在侍奉神。
So all the other brothers and sisters would do things on a voluntary basis, and we spend time to serve Him.
好，那么还有我要 recognize 一下，我们今天有三位新的会友，他们加入我们的教会。
And we want to recognize three new members of our church.
好，我喊到你们的名字，请你们站起来。那个第一位是贺焕婷姐妹 Teresa， 好来。另外一位是吴永旭姐妹，好来。另一位是吴义强弟兄，好，他们三位同意我们教会那个宪章以及所谓我们组织章程。他们愿意在这个教会愿意接纳成为他们属灵的家庭，在 Ben Ridge 他们要在这里同心侍奉神。那根据我们执事会根据教会的宪章，我们接纳他们正式成为我们教会的会员。
They agree our church's constitutions and bylaws and agree to join our church to serve with us in this church.
Yeah, 好不好？ 请你们三位再站起来，我们再欢迎你们一下。 OK, 好 ，stand up. OK, 好，谢谢。好，请坐。好，那我们就打开今天我们要读的圣经。
Let's turn our Bibles.
我们要读创世纪第22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
我们念第一节到第十八节。
We read from verse 1 to verse 18.
我想请姐妹读第一节到第九节，然后弟兄读第十节念到第十八节。
I ask sisters to read from verse 1 to verse 9, and brothers from verse 10 to 18.
好，在旧约第23面，这个创世纪22章。 第一节到第十八节
Genesis chapter 22 verse 1 to 18
好，请姐妹先开始第一节 第十节，请弟兄来念。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿到要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的人，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。” 亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：“耶和华，你既行了这事。” 不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得见仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。好，我们读到这里，那我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head to pray.
天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你给我们有生命气息，谢谢你借着主耶稣基督在十字架上，你流出了宝血，你拯救我们，拯救我们这些罪人本来不配的。如今蒙你的恩典，叫我们这些信靠你的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。主啊，你的恩典是何等的长宽高深，我们要赞美你，我们要歌颂你，直到永永远远。因为你是那被杀的羔羊，你是那位救赎主。 你更是那位创造天地、掌管宇宙万有、独一的真神为救主。你配得一切的颂赞、一切的赞美、一切的感恩，都归给你。父啊，我们谢谢你。那么今天早晨，我们来到你面前，我们要心灵、我们的心、用我们的口来敬拜你。主啊，你就在这里接纳我们的敬拜，你悦纳我们的赞美。主啊，我们把一切真是都献在你的面前。 把我们的心首先献上，因为你所要的是我们的心，一个向你的心，一个顺服的心。主啊，愿你在这里，今天你的宝座在这个地方，主啊，你的名在这里得荣耀，最高的荣耀，完全的荣耀归给你，赞美你，直到永永远远，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求，阿门。好，各位弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with my brothers and sisters.
我今天要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做真正的敬拜。
Today, I want to share with you a topic of the true worshippers.
你知道，我们每个礼拜天，我们都来到神的殿中，我们来到这个地方，我们要敬拜神。
You know, every Sunday we come here to come to do the sanctuary of God and to worship Him.
是不是我们每个礼拜来礼拜天变成我们的例行公事呢
？Is that all become our routine? Sunday we come in here.
或者我们每个礼拜天来到这里，只不过来向神报道一下。
Or we just come here to put our name forward.
我们要向神做个交代。
Or just give account to Him.
还是我们是非常的兴奋？我们每个礼拜天早晨，我们就礼拜六，我们就非常的兴奋了。我们就是要来到神的殿，像以色列人，像我们刚刚诗篇八十四篇所说的，我们要到神的殿去，我们欢喜快乐。
Or we are very eagerly to waiting for this time so that we can come to God's temple to worship Him, just like we read a while ago on Psalm chapter 84. We are eager to come to God's temple.
我们是欢喜高兴的要来赞美他、歌颂他、来荣耀他。
We come here joyfully to praise Him, to honor Him.
我们是不是来这里要听神今天到底对我讲什么话
？Or we come here to listen to what He wants to talk to us？
那我们敬拜的时候，到底我们的心情如何
？What is our set of a mind or heart？
我们的心态到底是怎么样
？What is our heart？
到底什么是一个真正的敬拜
？What is a true worship？
到底真正的敬拜里面所牵涉的到底有哪些事情
？What is related to or what is associated with？
如何使我们的敬拜？我们来到神的面前，我们所敬拜，我们所献的祭，我们的诗歌，我们的赞美，我们的祷告，能够蒙神所垂听，能够蒙他悦纳。
How can we please Him and let Him to listen to what we say and also accept our praise and our theme and our worship to Him？
我们来到他面前，我们是不是全人全心的，就是专注的在主耶稣的身上
？We come here with all our heart concentrating on Him。
当我们做完礼拜以后呢，我们是不是从教堂走出去之后，我们是重新从神那里得到新的能力、新的方向、新的这个启示
When we finish our service today, when we're going out, we renewed, we get new strength and gain direction from Him.
是不是我们有新的动力能够来奔走未来一个礼拜的路程
？And also whether we have new momentum so that we can walk the way of the next few weeks.
当我们从这里出去的时候，我们心里是不是充满从神的那里来属天的喜乐跟平安
？And as we walk out of here, are we our heart filled with the joy that coming from God?
亚伯拉罕他是个明白敬拜，而且明白献祭意义的这样一个人。
Abraham was a person he understood what means by worship how to worship God.
他也明白什么叫做敬拜，什么叫做侍奉。
He know meaning of worship and the meaning of service.
当然，敬拜跟侍奉都知道。如果英文你是 attend services， 那个我们叫 worship， 其实是 worship service。我们来这里是要侍奉神，神在这里，我们来侍奉他，我们来像过生日一样，我们来讨他的喜悦，给他过生日。
So actually, we come here to serve Him.That's worship service meant. We come here to please Him, just like celebrating a birthday. Because it's worth of worship and worth of our service.
从刚刚所读的经文里面，《创世纪》第二十二章，那里我们来看一下，到底奉献敬拜的这个含义是什么。
Let's look at Genesis 22 to understand what's the true meaning of worship.
首先，我们看到敬拜本身就是一种信心的考验。
We first can see that the worship itself is a test of faith.
真正的信心需要经过一个考验。
A true faith needs to be tested.
神有时候试炼我们，他借着一些周围的拦阻来考验我们的信心，到底我们跟他的关系到底怎么样。
Sometimes God tests us, and through the difficulties surrounding us, He tests what is our faith.
我们到底是亲近他，还是跟他是疏远的
？Whether we are close to Him or we keep a distance from Him.
是不是在许多的拦阻的当中，仍然对他 有足够的信心。
All throughout our trials, and that we still trusting Him.
是不是真正的认识他？
Are we truly know Him?
是不是真的知道他是谁？他为我们成就的是什么？
Are we truly know who He is and what He wants from us?
在亚伯兰一生的当中，他经过许多次的从圣经里面、创世纪里面看到，经过许多次神对他信心的考验。
And through Abraham's whole life, we can see from Bible that God tested him several times.
第一次是在创世纪十二章第一节到第九节的地方。
And first time was described in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 through 9.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开你的本主、本地、父家，要到一个地方去，我要你去一个地方远方。
And God first told him that he need to leave his native land and to a new destination. That's the place he want him to go.
换句话说，到外国去，到个地方根本是不晓得什么名字的地方。
Going to a foreign land of an unknown land.
但是亚伯拉罕，他凭着信心，他听了神的吩咐，他就说我去。他通过了这一次第一次的考验。
But based on faith that Abraham told God that I would go.
第二次
he passed the first test.
第二次在创世纪第十二章那里第十节到二十节，我们看到，因为那时候亚伯兰已经到这个迦南地了，那里也闹饥荒，结果他就到这个埃及去。
And the second time, the second test was described in Genesis chapter 12, verse 10 through 20. And there he went to the land of Canaan, and then there was a famine, so he went down to Egypt.
我们知道，如果你读圣经，你就知道。他这一个 trip 到这个埃及，差一点把他的妻子送掉。
You can see from the story that when in the trip during the trip to Egypt, he almost lost his wife.
若不是因为神的 intervene， 神来阻止，来对这个埃及法老王说话的话，那很可能他这个后果就非常不好。
Had not been the intervention by the Lord to prevent what happened, and the result he may lost his wife. The result probably be very unthinkable.
但是后来因着信心，对神的信心，他也通过了这次的考验，他又回到迦南地去了。
But based on his faith on God, and he passed the test, and he returned to Canaan.
而且这次他埃及王这个法老王给他很多的礼物，他这次带了很多牛羊、很多的财物回去。
And the pharaohs gave him a large number of gifts, and including cows and sheep.And he brought them back to Canaan.
另一次在创世纪第十三章那里，就是这一个考验，就是他跟他的侄子罗德要分地、要分居的事情。
And then the another test is described in Genesis chapter 13 that he needed to divide his property or land with his nephew Lot.
那么在这里有两个选择，一个是平野的地方。是非常肥沃、非常平原。一个是山地，那照理来讲，亚伯拉罕他是做叔叔的，他是长辈啊，应该说我先选了、啊。然后，但是呢，亚伯拉罕说：“罗德，你先选。”
And here he faced a choice. There are two choices. And first, there's a plan, good land, and then there's a mountains of land. And as uncle of the two, He should have the right to choose first, but he told Lot that you chose first.
但是罗德就选了那个又肥沃的平原，他就往那边去了。
And Lot chose the fertile land.
他自己就往山地去了。
And then he went to the mountains.
他也通过了这一次的考验。
And so he passed this test too.
那么在创世纪第十四章，我们看到另外一个，我们知道他罗德到平原去，后来越走就搬到所罗门城里面去住了。
And then the next event is described in Genesis 14. After Lot chose that land, and then he went to the city of Sodom.
后来四王五王征战的时候，那么这个所罗门城被夺取了。那亚伯拉罕就跟许多人去拯救他的侄子罗德。
And the Lot was captured during a battle between the five kings and.And then later, Abraham saved his nephew.
所以他就把罗德救出来，而且把那个所罗门城重新的收复。
So he recovered the city and also saved him.
那所罗门王就要送给他一些礼物。
And the king of Sodom wanted to give him some gift.
但他拒绝接受所罗门王 任何一点礼物他都不要接受。
But he refused to accept the gift from him.
因为他是一个坏的王，不敬畏神的。
Because he was a evil king.
所以他也通过这次的考验。
So he passed his test too.
第十五章里面我们看到神允许耶罗伯罕允许他，你要生一个儿子。
And then in chapter 15, and God told Abraham that you will have a son.
所以那时候亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们的年纪都很大了，已经老迈，已经没办法照人来看，已经没办法再生小孩了。
Although from a human point of view, that at that time both Abraham and his wife Sarah was advancing age, they would not be able to have a child.
但是亚伯拉罕相信神的应许。
But Abraham believed in God's promise.
所以他因着信，他有股经得起，他有。通过了这次的考验。
So based on faith, he passed this test again.
那么在创世纪二十二章这里，让我们看到这个亚伯兰献以撒的这个故事，是他一生里面最大的、最高的一个考验。
And then from the story described in chapter 22, we can see that the story about him to sacrifice his son Isaac, that is the epic of his faith.
是一个最困难的一个考验。
It's the most difficult test.
好不容易一百岁的神才赐给他一个独生的儿子。
And after 100 years old, that he will have he had a son.
现在过了十几年，又神说，亚伯拉罕，你要把你的儿子，你独生的儿子要献给我。
And then after a decade or so, and then God told him that to sacrifice your son.
你要带你的儿子，带着柴，背着这些到我指示你的那里去，要把你的儿子杀了，成为燔祭献给我。
Take your son to the place assigned to you, and kill your son.As a burnt offering.
如果是你是我的话，那么我是觉得这个神真的是非常残酷、非常无理，就是一点都不合道理的神。
If it were you or me, and then we will consider God is such a and so it's unreasonable.
It doesn't make sense. 你现在给我的，现在又说要叫我要拿回去。
It does not really make sense. The ones you originally gave to me, now you won't take it back.
但是亚伯拉罕。他这个时候他的灵性他经过多次的考验他的信心已经达到最高可以说他已经到很成熟的阶段
But through all the tests he went through before we can see that his faith has reached to maturity
在希伯来书第十一章第七节那里圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把他的儿子以撒就献上
And it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, said, By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
从创世纪里面能看到亚伯拉罕所信的神是怎么样一位神。
And from Genesis, you can see the God who, what kind of God is the God who Abraham believes.
亚伯拉罕所相信的神是从使人复活的神。
And he believed a God who can make that person to become alive.
或者说他相信他所信靠的耶和华神是一个救赎主。
Another word that the God he believed in is a God of salvation.
而且他相信神是怎么样是一个使无变有的神。
And he knows that the God he believed is a God who can change something from nothing.
或者说他信靠了耶和华神不仅是一个救赎主也是一位创造主。
And also he believed that the God he believed in is not only a God of salvation, but it's a God of creation.
虽然在这章里面没有给我们答案，我们不晓得。你知道，当他跟他儿子这样走路的时候，你不晓得他的心情到底是怎么样。
Although in this chapter did not provide answer about what he thought while he was walking with his son.
但希伯来书十一章那里告诉我们，如果你读那里的话，你会看到说他相信。怎么样？相信神，如果我把这个儿子杀的话，相信神一定会让他复活。
And actually, if you read Hebrews 11, that Abraham believed that even if he kill his son, God will let him to be alive, to resurrect him.
所以亚伯拉罕因此信，他通过了这次最大的考验。
So by faith, he passed this greatest test.
所以他成为信心之父。
So become the father of faith.
因着耶伯拉罕的信靠，他顺服神。
Through his obedience, he trusts in God.
神给他更大的祝福。
God gave him greater blessings.
在创世纪第二十二章十六节到十八节，当他通过这个考验的时候，神耶和华神说：“你既 行这事不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国多必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And in, then in Genesis 22 it described in verse 16 through 18 it said that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants and bless you and that your offspring will become the blessing of all nations.
在创世纪里面我们看到这个亚伯拉罕每一次经过信心的考验的时候呢，他的信心就一次的比一次大。
We can see from Genesis that each time after he went through a test his faith increased.
而且神给他一次一次的更多的祝福。
And every time that God gave him more blessings.
这是一个属灵的原则。
So this is a spiritual principle.
今天神也会常常借着这拦阻来考验我们的信心。
And today's God frequently to test our faith through trials.
每次我们做一个信靠神的决定或是一个行动的时候呢，我们必多经历到神，我们的信心就能够成长。
And every time we act or we decide things based on faith, and then we pass through a test.
当我们信心越来越大的时候，神才能够托付我们更大的使命。
When our faith becomes greater, and then God can entrust us with greater tasks.
我们在神的国度里面，我们的用度才能够提高。
And so our usage by God will be increased in His kingdom.
所以我们应该可以回想一下，如果我们信靠主一段时间了，我们也想到过去有些拦阻，过去我们神是怎么样带领我们过来的。
And we may recall back, and how when you faced trials in the past or difficulties in the past, how did you went through that through God's guidance?
他是怎么样供应我们，怎样恩待我们
？How did He provide you? How did Him care for you?
但是我们有时候还是小心，我们虽然知道过去怎么样，神带领我们，但是有时候我们仍然面对前面的事情，我们仍然小心。
But we have so little faith, even though we know that God has been leading us in the past. But once things happen, we usually have very little faith.
当然，信心、爱心是从小到大的。
Of course, faith, both faith and love grows.
亚伯拉罕的信心也是一样。
And so was Abraham's faith.
这个我们要继续不断的操练。
So we need to be constantly to practice.
从我们所知道的圣经，我们的小事情来开始操练。
We need to practice from little things.
比如说，我们坚持每个礼拜天要来做礼拜，这就不是一件容易的事情。
Such as we insist to come to a church to worship every Sunday.
看起来很简单。
It's not a very easy thing. It looks easy.
但是不是那么容易的一件事情。
But it's not that easy.
如果你碰到说平常没问题的。不过你如果是碰到说礼拜一要交报告，礼拜一要考试，那你就会 struggling.
And the ordering circumstances maybe is not a problem, but if in the case like you have to turn your paper or homework next day, then become a struggle.
或者明天有我很喜欢的球赛，我很想去看。
Or tomorrow there'll be a big game I like to see.
或者明天有一些朋友来看我，或者要。请我到一起到别地方去好玩的地方去玩。
Or there's a friend come to visit me and going to visit other places.
那我们怎么样做出决定呢
？How going to make decision？
这个问题是不是我们每个礼拜天，可以说每个礼拜在挣扎的事情
？Whether that is a problem that we have to struggle every week？
每个礼拜天晚上就在想，我到底明天要不要去做礼拜
？Every Saturday night we struggle to determine whether going to choose.Church the next day or not?
或者是对你已经不成问题了。如果你不成问题，我为你感谢神。
This may not be a problem for some of you. Then I'm very happy for you.
这就牵涉到我们信心的大小。
It all actually has to do with your the degree of your faith.
当我们采取信心的行动的时候，我们才能够真正经历到神。
When we take action on faith, and then we will experience the Lord.
我们才能看到神的能力在我们身上能够彰显出来。
We can see His power to manifest through us.
我们信心才能够增长。
So our faith can grow.
如果我们每一次所做的事情都是我们能力之内能够做到的事情
，If every time we do things we just do within our own ability,
你从来没有给神机会。 在你的身上来彰显他的大能。
He never gave me the opportunity to show his power.
那永远我们没办法经历到神。
Then we'll never have the chance to experience him.
那信心是什么意思呢？
What means faith?
信心就是继续的信靠神，无论情况如何，我继续的信靠我的神。
It means continuously to trust him regardless of the conditions.
信心就是无论这个在非常没有把握的情况之下，我仍然坚持照神的话去做。
And what faith means is means that even in the condition which you are really very uncertain, but you do anyway according to God's word.
或者有人说，信心就是透过有限就看见无限的。
And also some people said faith is to see the infinity through the finite.
我们最近谈了很多有限无限的事情。
And recently we talk about things about infinite and finite.
信心就是透过暂时我们看到永远。
And faith is to see the eternity through temporary things.
信心就是从物质界我们能看到这个灵界的事情。
And faith is to see the spiritual things through the mature things.
所以我们敬拜神的时候是一个信心的考验。
So when we worship God, the time is a test of our faith.
每一次我们来到神的面前的时候呢，那么当然第一个考验就是说，我刚刚提过，到底要不要去做礼拜，这是第一个考验。
Of course, the first test is that I have to decide whether I'm going to worship or not.
第一个就是我们来了，我们其实若是已经来到这里了，还有一些考验在这里。
And then even we come, there's still a number of tests.
就是我们第一个，我们敬拜的心态，我们的态度到底怎么样
？Now is what a mindset.
我们是不是存谦卑敬畏的心来到神的面
前？We come to him with humble heart and fearing heart.
我们是不是我们真正我们心灵跟诚实来敬拜我们的神
？We worship him in honesty and in spirit.
还是我们只是用嘴唇来敬拜我们的神而已
？Or just as a lip service?
因为神是个灵，我们知道约翰福音四章那里告诉我们。我们敬拜他，用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And it says in John 4 that his spirit, we worship him in spirit.
比如说我们唱诗的时候，我们只是嘴巴唱唱，还是真的是照那个意思，你用你的心灵来唱，悟性来唱。
And for example, when you sing hymns, you just sing with your mouth, or actually you sing with your heart.
如果我们不认真的唱的时候，有时候我跟你讲，这唱的诗歌那个歌词可能就要定我们的罪。
And actually, if you singing without really thinking of it, and then actually when you sing, what it says in the hymn maybe will convict you.
你知道在几年以前，我在有一次在唱歌的时候，突然有个很深的感动。
And so years ago when I was singing a hymn, and suddenly I was moved.
那我发觉我自己是一个假冒为善的人。
And I discovered that I'm a hypocrite.
因为我只是唱唱而已，真的没有用心里去唱。
Because I just sing with my mouth.And not with my heart.
所以从那一次开始啊，这给我一个很大的警惕。那一次开始，我们唱诗歌的时候，我们就要好好的把那意思看了，而且真的是我们从我们心里面唱出来，因为神在决定。
And from that point on, it was a great reminder to me that every time I sing with my heart.
那么另外一个就是我们在敬拜的当中，在神的面前，我们有没有一颗顺服的心，有没有一个聆听的耳朵？
And also, the next one is that when we do our worship, that whether we have an obedient heart and a clear ear.
我们有没有承认主耶稣在我们当中，在我们身上的主权
？Do we acknowledge that his lordship on us?
他是不是真正是我们的主
？Is he our true Lord?
是不是把我们的调整，把我们的思想能够回整，能调整到他启示的真理里头来？
We keep our thoughts and our hearts and really in him and return to what he
当我们听完道我们读神的话以后我们有两个选择一个就是不理他另外一个说神啊我愿意照着去做
After we heard a sermon we have two choices either we just neglect it and, or we said that Lord I'm returning to you
神的话能够改变我们的生命
God's word can change our life.
如果我们一年来做52次的礼拜，听52篇道的话，那我们的生命一定会改变。
If we, every year we come here 52 times to listen to 52 sermons, and God's word will change our life.
如果说神，你跟神说，神啊，我愿意这样做。
If you tell God that God, I want to do it this way.
那我们的生命一定不一样。
Then our life will change, will be changed.
另外一个，我们来到敬拜的当中，来到神的面前。 我们要审查我们自己。
And the next, when we come to here, we need to examine ourselves.
到底过去这个礼拜当中，我有没有得罪神、得罪人的地方？
It's the whole week that whether I offend Him or offend other people.
如果有我们来到神的面前，这位圣洁的神面前，当他的光照我们的时候，我们也认罪悔改，求神赦免。
In the presence of Him, when He enlightened us, we like to repent.
那么，如果别人得罪我们，我们愿意饶恕他们。
Or if other people offend us, we like to forgive him.
另外一个，我们来到敬拜的当中，我们是否有真的信心？
And then we need to ask whether we have true faith when we come to him.
因为希伯来书11章第6节答应说了，就是人非有信不能讨神的喜悦，回到神面前呢，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
It says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who come to him must believe that he exists.
也不然因着信他通过了他一生最大最困难的考验。
Through faith, Abraham passed the greatest test of his life.
另外一个，我们来到敬拜当中的时候，我们有没有看见神就在我们的当中？
So when we come to worship, do we see God existing among us?
你知道我们是来到神的面前，主耶稣就在这里。
Do you know that we come to here, actually Jesus is here?
他是那位被杀的羔羊，他是被我们敬拜，他是我们的救赎主。
He's the lamb that was slain, and he's our salvation. He's our Lord who provides salvation.
所以说，在马太福音那里，在18章那里20节告诉我们说，里面有两三个人奉我拒绝，我就在里面的当中。
And in Matthew chapter 18 said two or three come together in my name, where am I with them?
虽然我们肉眼看不见我们的主，但是他就在我们这里。
Even though we cannot see him, but he is among us.
他这里在看着我们每一个人，他在领受我们对他的敬拜。
He can see every one of us, and he's accepting our worship to him.
我们借着敬拜祷告对他说话。 他借着神的话来对我们讲话。
Through worship and prayer, we talk to him.
在启示录第1章里面，我们看到有位像人子的，就是坐在7个金灯台中间的那位人子。
And in Revelation, chapter 1, we can see there is one look like the man of sun, and he walk among the golden stems.
金灯台是代表普世所有的教会。The
golden stems represent all the churches in the world.
而且这位人子就耶稣基督，他带着个火焰般的眼目，他在看着这些金灯台，看着教会。And
this Son of Man is our Christ the Lord. He see every one of us.
今天他也在我们的当中。And
he's among us today.
他用他的眼目在看我们，看我们的心，鉴察我们的心思意念。He
look at each one of us. He examined our heart.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
My dear brothers and sisters,
敬拜牵涉到献祭的事情,
and worship involves sacrifices.
在旧约，敬拜就是献祭，献祭就是敬拜。
In the Old Testament, worship means make sacrifices, and make sacrifice is worship.
那献祭的时候要献祭这牺牲这个牛羊鸽子。
And when you make sacrifice, you sacrifice a cow, a goat, or pigeons.
今天我们来到神的面前，我愿意付上我们的代价。Today
we come to God. We want to give our sacrifices.
侍奉神是需要付代价的。It
costs to serve Him.
爱是需要付代价，因为爱都是给的。Also
love it costs Him too.
神首先爱我们，我们今天要回应他的爱，我们愿意侍奉他。God
loves us first to respond to Him in love. We need to serve him.
主耶稣说，你们要舍己，背起你们的十字架来跟从我。And
God's Lord said that you need to deny yourself, put your take your cross to follow me.
你看弟兄姐妹在这里这个教会中，他们非常忠心的侍奉。We
can see brothers and sisters in these churches of they serve Lord loyally.
他们花他们的时间、他们的金钱、他们的体力，在这里来 来侍奉神。
They spend their time, money, and to serve Him.
但是更重要就是我们把我们的心要首先献在我们的祭坛上。
But it's more important that we dedicate our heart to the altar.
所以每一次的敬拜都是对我们意识的考验。
So every time, every service is a test for us.
我们是否有信心？
Do we have faith?
我们是不是有圣洁来到神面前？有了罪，一些罪有没有跟来到神面前认罪过
？Are we holy? Are we repenting from our sins?
我们是不是用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神
？Are we worshiping in spirit and in honesty?
我们听得到以后，我们是不是有一个顺服的心说，说主啊，我愿意照你的话去做
？After we listen to the word, what we have the mind to the decision to change.
这些都在我们敬拜当中，神对我们的考验。
All this is test through service, through worship.
所以让我们一起来学习。
So we can all learn together.
好，让我们的敬拜能够更讨神的喜悦。
So our worship will please Him.
让我们的敬拜越来越真正达到真正的敬拜。
So our worship will be a true worship.
真正的敬拜不在于形式怎么样，我们这个program 这个程序怎么样，而在于我们自己的内心里是不是对着我们这位我们值得敬拜的神。
True worship is not based on format.Or on structure, but based on what our heart, what we really have our heart on Him.
So, 亲爱的同学朋友们
my dear brothers and sisters and friends,
人之所以为人
if a person to be a person,
就是人就是有理性的
because he's logical.
所以我们能够分析，我们能够做研究，研究科学
So we can analyze, we can do research.
我们可以思想，我们有这个逻辑的观念
We can think, we can have a concept of logic.
这是第一个人跟其他的动物不同的地方
That's the difference between human and animals.
第二个就是理，就是我们的德性，就是一种法性，或者是说一个道德的观念
And the second is a moral standard.
就是我们知道什么叫对，什么叫错
We know what is true, what is wrong.
第三个就是人有敬拜性，就是我们今天讲的敬拜，人有对真神寻求真神的这个意向。
And then the third point is men want to worship, know to worship.
或者是人是一个宗教性的，人有宗教性，因为人要寻求真神，因为神是人的基本需要。
Or man has religious nature is seeking is always try to seeking God.
因为人的心中是有一个宝贵的灵魂。
Because there's a precious soul in everyone's body.
这个灵魂是永恒的。
This soul is eternal.
我们灵魂一定要归家，因为灵魂属于神的，所以我们要回到神那里去，才真正我们的心灵才能真正有安息，真正的平安。
So the soul need to be going to God's home.To have the eternal place, so that we can have eternal peace and rest.
除非我们有这位爱我们的神，真神在我们的心中，或者世界上的一切钱财、名利、地位，所有东西都不能让我们的心能够得到真正的满足。
Unless you have this true God in you, and then what the things in the whole world will not be satisfied you.
人是唯一能够了解神启示真理的一种活物。
And man is the only living being that can understand God's revelation.
人是唯一能够跟这位绝对者、永恒者能够结束的唯一的活物。
Man is the only living being that can get in touch with this true God.
只有人能够跟神有交通的可能性。
Only man can communicate with God.
只有人能够跟这位全能的神、看不见的神能够有接触。
Only man can make contact with this Almighty God.
所以人是神是人心灵里面基本的需要。
So God is the basic need for a man's heart.
这叫敬拜性，或者是说人，换句话说，人是有信心的活物。
So in other words, that man is a living being with faith.
其他的动物没有信心的，我们人有信心，那么信心一定有一个对象。
And other animal does not have faith, and we have faith.When you have faith, you have an object of your faith.
所以人一定要敬拜一些东西，你一直拜这些这个偶像，或者是这些受造物，或者是拜你自己。
Or you have to something to worship for, and either probably be animals or idols or yourself.
所以一些异教、一些其他的宗教是拜这些受造之物，我们以前也讲过。
So other religions the worship the things which are created.
但是基督教所信靠的是造物主。
But we believe in the Creator.
是看不见的。
We cannot see.
看不见的才是真正的神。
The one who cannot see is the true God.
看得见的就不是神了。
The one you can see is not true God.
看得见的就是物质了。
What you can see is only material.
神不是物质，神是超物质的。
God is not material. He's beyond material.
我们知道，冯子仁弟兄讲了，我们知道神是合乎理性，但是超越理性的。神是合乎科学的，越是超过科学的。
And the brother Feng said that God is according to science, but he surpassed science.
科学一定带领人破科学是破除迷信，但是应该带领人来到这位创造天地的神的面前。
And science actually will bring people to him.
所以真神是造人，我们圣经告诉我们，创世纪第一章第二十七节，神照他的形象样式来造人。
So true God is God who created the man.
我们今天所谓的理性，我们人类永恒性、道德性，这些都是神的形象的一部分。
So what we have today is all actually is what a part of God's image.
所以真神是造人的，照他形象造人；假神是人造的，人造自己的形象去造一个假神来拜。
So the true God is the God who made man according to his image.And the false gods are God who made by human beings.
所以其他的宗教是有限的，就是说呢，要去寻找无限。
And other religions are limited, and they are looking for seeking.
其他宗教是靠自己的办法要去找神，要筑一座桥或者一个天梯到神那里去。
And other religions is a religion which to try to seek God and try to build a bridge to find God.
但是神是无限的，我们人有限，有限跟无限的距离永远是无限的，你永远没办法靠自己努力到神那里去。
But God is infinite, we are finite, and you cannot reach infinite through a limited being like us.
其他宗教你知道，宗教有名的宗教是从东方产生的，哲学是从西方的。那东方的那个宗教在找一条道路到西天去，那这个西方的哲理在找一条道理，就是哲学道理，他们在问可能怎么样才能到神那里去。
And sorry.
Well, never mind. 不过就是靠自己的办法是没办法找到神。
So we cannot look for God through us ourselves.
靠宗教、哲学、思想、自己的努力都是永远 come short, 因为是 infinity 那个 gap, 因为罪的缘故。
And you cannot do things because of gap, because the sin, you cannot reach God.
所以人因为宗教的动物，人要找神，人心中渴望有神。
Because humans are actually a religious animal, and they seek gods.
所以找不到就什么都拜了嘛。
But if they cannot, and then will worship anything.
所以有些就刻个偶像，就自己想象的。那或者是拜民族英雄，拜关公、孔子，这个岳飞都拜。
So, or some may just build idols to worship, or some worship folk heroes.
你知道，如果岳飞在这里，你要拜他，他一定哇，对不起，对不起，请问不，请你不要拜我，因为他会脸红的。
If you want to worship 岳飞 here, and he probably will tell you that don't do that, and he will blush.
他会很不好意思，因为我是人，你怎么拜我？
He will definitely will feel that I'm just a human being. Why should you worship me?
那更差一点就拜那个鸟啦、石头、木头啦、月亮、星球都拜。
Yeah, even worse that you worship birds and all the terrestrial bodies.
所以其他的宗教实际上只有两种宗教，一种是人找神的宗教，一个是神找人的宗教。
So actually, there are two kinds of religions in this world. One religious is a human being looking for God, and another one is God.
基督教就是无限的神来找我们，有限。
And Christianity is the infinite God looking for us.
他是超时间、超空间的神，他就在这里。
He's not bound by time and the space. He's here.
既然他是创造物质的，他就不是物质的一部分。
Since he's created mature, so he's not part of a mature.
造桌子的木匠不会把他自己造在这个桌子里面。
And the carpenter who built the desk will not be part of the desk himself.
他只是启示他的这个手艺啊，启示说这个桌子有一个木匠做了而已。
And just from that you can actually can see that from the desk you can see that there's a carpenter who built the desk.
所以人能够认识神，除非这无限的神自己来找我们。
So man can only know God through God seeking of man.themselves.
基督教就是这位无限的神，这位爱我们的神，他爱到一个地步，他解决我们罪的问题，他自己成为人，就耶稣基督道成的肉身，来到我们有限的当中，来到我们人类历史地理里面来。
And God is infinite God. He come to this world to hear.
神是不能死的，但他取为弱势的形象，所以他才能够在十字架上替我们死。
He will not die, and but he take the flesh of man. He died for us on the cross.
但是他因为神，他是神，所以他不仅死了，他从死里复活，因为他是胜过死亡、阴间，因为他是生命的主。
He's a Lord of life, and he overcome the death and hell.
在十字架的救赎里面，是神爱世人的最高的表现。
And the salvation which exhibited on the cross is an exhibition of his ultimate love.
可以说是我们人类历史的一个最高处，就是纪元前、纪元后，是从十字架来分界的。
And it is a high point of history.
在十字架上，这位全能的神为我们人类付出了，为了拯救我们，付出了最高的代价。
He made his sacrifice, and on the cross.
这就是为什么人生的意义。只有在主耶稣基督十字架救赎里面，才能够达到最高。
And that's why that the meaning of life can be shown through his death.
在十字架上面，你才能够找回我们已经失去的我们的意义、人生的意义、价值，以及我们失去的身份。
And on cross, they can find the meaning of your life and your position of your life.
你知道为什么人一天赚钱，赚完钱有钱以后就要找地位，就要选？你看刚刚选完一局。那么当然 nothing wrong with that， 不过我是说呢，人站在世上就是要找一个比别人高的，希望人家肯定他的一个位分。
And you can see that from what the election can see that in this world you want to find the place find something or which will be accepted by people of comfort，
希望能够比别人高一点。
You want to reach a higher position，
但是这些都是暂时。
But this is all temporary.
这是永远没办法满足人的内心。
It can never satisfy your heart.
你说这个 Adam and Eve 已经做了四任的那个这个州长的话，那你说他下来他满足不满足
？And I ask you a question that Adam and Eve has been four-term governor. Do you think he feels satisfied?
这些世界上的东西没办法让我满足。
These worldly things that can never satisfy you.
我在基督的救赎里面，我们找回我们真正的身份。
And only through Christ's salvation, you can find your true self.
当你的心灵回到主耶稣面前，这位全能的神面前的时候，那么你的身份，你知道你自己在永恒你的身份跟地位。
Only when you return to Lord that you know your position.
你有一个绝对的把握。
You have absolute assurance.
这种绝对的把握，一种肯定的一个身份位份。让我们生命达到我们知道我们自己意义跟价值。
And that you really know your the meaning of your life and the worst.
亲爱的同学朋友们。
My dear friends.
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus.